This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Today is the start of a new legislative session at the state capitol. Lawmakers will meet for the next 4 months and approve next year's state budget, along with hundreds of other bills. Democrats hold majorities in both chambers, but may face divisions between what progressive and more moderate Democrats want to get done. As the session begins today, housing and overall cost of living are priorities for both parties. CPR's Benta Berkland says the session is starting on a tense note.
There just seems to be a lot of fault lines that are close to the surface right now between Democrats and Republicans, among the parties, Democrats and Democrats, and certainly the GOP has divisions, and an increasingly volatile political environment across the country.
A Boulder-based property management company has settled with the state attorney general's office for charging tenants illegal service fees. Attorney General Phil Weiser announced Tuesday that Four Star Realty agreed to pay $1 million in restitution. An investigation found the company charged for damages not caused by tenants and fees not included in their leases. Four Star Realty rents mostly to college students in Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and Greeley. The ex-husband of Representative Lauren Boebert was arrested Tuesday following a public altercation between the two. Court records show Jason Boebert was taken into custody on misdemeanor assault and criminal mischief charges. Garfield County Jail records confirm he was released from custody the same day. Separate documents from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation show he was also charged with trespassing, pointing a firearm, and obstructing a peace officer. It's not clear how those charges are related to the argument over the weekend. Jason Boebert has claimed his ex-wife punched him in the face, but the Republican representative has denied that. This is CPR News and KRCC.